Good to be together and good to sing one voice in this place this morning to worship together. I want to highlight a few things for you. We'll open God's Word briefly here this morning. As I said, this is a unique Sunday, obviously, as our first Sunday in the building, and we want you to stay around for cake and punch, refreshments after, and continue our fellowship a little bit after. I know a lot of you want to get to Mother's Day for dinner and that, but if you could stay around for a little bit and just fellowship with one another, I invite you to do that immediately following the service today. Next Sunday is May 16th. Really, we start our normal kind of schedule that will happen in this facility. We start our Sunday school 9 o'clock next Sunday morning. So that's for all ages, from the littlest to adults. Come for Sunday school at 9 a.m. This class is for everyone. We're going to have an adult and youth class right here in the auditorium at 9 o'clock for these next 3 weeks. Then in June, the first week of June, we'll transition to our summer schedule, which will be that intergenerational study. But those 3 weeks in here in the auditorium will be led by the different elders speaking on three essential virtues, even as we move into this new facility. Three essential virtues that we think are so important for God prospering us and using us in this facility. And we'll spend some time praying even for our preparation in this facility. So I invite you to come to that kind of unique Sunday school class over the next 3 weeks. We'll also begin our cross-training program next Sunday, ages 3 through 6th grade, and they will be in here for the beginning, for the singing, and then dismissed after the singing for that exciting children's program, cross training. So that will also start next week. Nurseries will be through all services next week. Also, youth group will begin next week. And then also, we have an open house next Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5 for our community, for anyone just to come in and see the facility. So again, if you know people that are interested or just your neighbors, friends, encourage them to come by and see the facility. If you go out to the Welcome Center out there right next to the coffee area, there are some flyers there that you can take with you for just to hand out an invitation to people to come to the open house next Sunday from 2 to 5. Be praying for that God might use that just to break down some of those barriers for people to enter into a church building here. On June 4th, which is Friday evening, a few weeks from now, we are going to have a special dedication service at this facility. A time to gather and to celebrate, to reflect, and spend some time in just dedication of ourselves and this facility to the Lord. So mark that down. June 4th, Friday evening, it'll be a dessert fellowship afterwards. Will be our more formal official dedication service on that day. This week, don't forget, Friday night, right here, the Azusa Pacific Women's Choir will be performing right here on the stage, a 60-member ladies' choir from Azusa, leading in just an evening of worship. That's free of charge. You're welcome, invited to come and worship that evening at 7 o'clock, Friday evening at 7 o'clock. And then a special congratulations on this Mother's Day to Blake and Jacqueline Nolan on the birth of their son, Logan. Joseph Lee, congratulations to you. The children are a gift from the Lord. We're celebrating with you. Special Mother's Day it is for Blake and Jacqueline and their family. So be praying for them and encouraging them as you see them, how the Lord has blessed this church with so many little ones. We are very thankful and count children as a gift from Him. Then just, again, I want to highlight to you this bulletin. It's our new bulletin here, designed by some right here in our own church. On the front, Soli Deo Gloria is the words. In case you don't know that, it's Latin for "to God alone be glory," which is the heartbeat of this church. It's what we're about at Crossroads Bible Church, God's glory first and foremost. That's what that says on the front. But also in this bulletin, on the other side of the visitor's welcome tab, is an involvement interest. And this will be in here every week just for you to indicate maybe you're looking for a place to serve, to get involved. You can use this form for that. Maybe you're interested in joining the church. You're interested in knowing more about how to know Christ as your Savior. Interested more about baptism. All those are on here that you can use and tear this off. Also, any prayer request. We have different prayer ministries that meet throughout the week and love to pray for the body. So if you have some specific prayer requests that you would like to write, share, you can use this form also. You can tear this out. There's a little basket back on the Welcome Center in the foyer. You can put that in. So that'll be in there every week for you to use as a way of response. I want to take just a few moments now to come to the Scriptures and just meditate for a little bit on God's faithfulness to us in getting us to this point this morning. I will try to be brief in this. I know we have lots of kids in here, and it's kind of a different Sunday for us, so this is not our normal course of exposition for 40, 45 minutes. That'll start next week, so this isn't going to be the norm for these Sundays. Fear not. But I do want us to come to God's Word and just reflect for a little bit this morning on His faithfulness. So let me just pray again as we come to the Scriptures now. Great is Your faithfulness, O God. Oh, how good You have been to us to bring us to this point. We have trusted in You, and we want to continue to trust in You with all our heart. So remind us now of Your faithfulness, of the bigger picture of how You lead. And would You cause us again to trust You with an unwavering faith that You are good, You are great, and Your sovereignty rules over all. Be honored as we meditate now on the Scriptures. We ask through Jesus, our Savior. Amen. 7.5 years ago, we as a congregation, much smaller then, after considerable planning, praying, seeking the Lord over a year of that, 7.5 years ago, we took a significant step of faith, a significant step of faith in deciding to go down this road of building this facility that we're sitting in here this morning. And as we took that rather scary, big, significant step of faith, we wrote over the top of this endeavor the words of Zechariah 4, verse 6. Here they are. Not by might, nor by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. It's what we wrote over the top of this endeavor in building this building. And that was not just a clever slogan, but an absolutely firm conviction from the Scriptures and our heart's desire that that would be the case. Not by might, nor by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord. And that phrase, if you remember, if you were here way back then, 7.5 years ago, comes from the minor prophet Zechariah. And it's given in a context in which the nation of Israel, the small remnant, has returned to the land of Israel after captivity in Babylon. They have returned. They are a small people, a beleaguered people, and they are faced with this significant task of rebuilding the temple. They are discouraged. They have no resources. They're terrified of their enemies who are much stronger than them. So for 16 years, they didn't do anything. They just let the temple lie there in ruins. And God sends His prophet Zechariah to stir them up to this work. And this is part of the words that He uses to stir them. He gives them that vision of these olive trees and this lampstand, this picture of God's inexhaustible supply of power, and He gives them this word, not by might, it won't be by your strength, it won't be by your resources, it won't be by your cleverness, but by My Spirit, says the Lord. So take heart and work. And we thought that was very appropriate as the theme of this endeavor. not by our strength, oh God, not by our resources, but by your Spirit. Because in that there's an inexhaustible supply, and it will overcome every obstacle. In fact, that's what it says in the next verse, Zechariah 4, verse 9. What are you, O great mountain? You will become a plain. Whatever obstacle, we've got the Lord, it'll become a plain, right? Such is God's working. So we took this as our theme because we knew that we didn't have the resources to accomplish this in ourselves. And more importantly, we did not want it to be the product of our strength, of our power, of our cleverness. We didn't want it to be. We wanted it to be evidently the work of God here as we come to this day. So we took that. We just had no idea. We had no idea 7.5 years ago what this would mean and how God would prove this verse to us over and over again. And we can testify this morning that he has done it by his strength. We can testify to that with a clear conscience that he has done it. So it's just good to reflect for a few moments on how he fulfilled this verse in a manner that we could not have anticipated 7.5 years ago. We had a plan. We had it laid out. God had something a little different in mind for us. And such are the mysterious and good ways of God. Very seldom according to our plans. Because he was going to make it obvious that this would not be by your strength or your power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. To help us meditate, just I reflect on what is probably another very common statement from Scripture, this time a proverb, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I choose this because it's very simple and there's kids in here, and I want you to get this, kids, because you can memorize these verses, and you should. I think everybody should. Says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. He will make your paths straight. Straight paths. Really? The irony, I think, of that statement is that the straight paths of the Lord may often appear crooked and filled with hazards from our perspective, right? It may appear very windy, twisty, and dangerous from our perspective, almost anything but straight. I mean, I challenge anyone to chart the path that we have taken to get to this point, right? Put that in a straight line. It's this over here, we're here now. We look back, you say, are you kidding me? That's straight? That's anything but straight, right? No, it's straight. According to him. The point is not that there are no obstacles. The point of this text is that in spite of the innumerable obstacles, God will make a way. He will make a way. That's the point. There will be stones on the path. There will be twists on the trail. There will be obstacles that threaten progress. But he is the one removing the stones, straightening the path, making the trail passable. That's the point, that he will make your path straight. Not easy, but he will do it. He will accomplish it. And we're here to testify that he has. But notice those three imperatives that go before that truth that he will make your path straight. There's three of them, very simple. All of them complement one another. First, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That is, the idea of trust is cast yourself on him. Completely. Not half-hearted, not wavering, not fretful, Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in His goodness. Trust in His power. Trust in His providence and His sovereignty. Trust Him with all your heart, it says. That's what we're called to. We walk by faith, not by sight. That is the Christian life. We walk by faith, not by sight. So trust Him. Cast yourself completely on the Lord. So trust the Lord with all your heart. Secondly, do not lean on your own understanding. Part of casting yourself on Him is not leaning back now on my own understanding of things. And here's our great temptation, isn't it? Our great temptation to lean heavily on our conceptions and our planning and our understanding of things. It says, don't lean on your own understanding. Cease relying on your own devices for success. We tend, right, and to figure things out. We've got it figured out. Here's point A, here's point B, here's how we're getting there, right? That's our plan. That's our conception. That's what we're going to do. Now, it's not wrong to plan. It's not wrong to plan. We're supposed to plan. We're supposed to take what we have, relying on the Lord, and plan what's in our court to do. That's our responsibility, to plan with prudence, plan with wisdom. But remembering, here's a couple other proverbs a little bit later in the book. Proverbs 16:1, the plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So the plans of the heart belong to us. That's all right. Or Proverbs 16, verse 9. The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. The mind of man. We plan our way, and that's okay. And the Lord directs our steps. He's the one that's going to direct the steps. So it's not wrong to plan. Just don't lean on it. Hold it lightly. That's what he's saying. Don't lean on your own understanding and then be so bent out of shape when my plan didn't come to fruition. It didn't. That God, this was a wise plan I had, right? This was wise, and it made every sense to me. This would be for good. It'd be for your good. This is my plan, and then it doesn't happen. Don't lean on that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then, thirdly, acknowledge Him in all your ways. Acknowledge Him in everything. Acknowledge Him. This ongoing trust in the Lord. Observe Him. Know Him. In every action of life, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. And I would assert to you, if you cannot acknowledge Him in a certain way, you shouldn't be on that way, right? Acknowledge Him in all your ways. And I think especially when things don't go according to plan. When things don't go according to plan, acknowledge Him in it. That I'm not leaning on my own understanding. I'm trusting in the Lord with all my heart. And I'm acknowledging You even in this thing that it doesn't make sense to me, Lord. I'm acknowledging You. I'm acknowledging You. I'm observing You in it. I can say with a clear conscience that for these past 7+ years, that has been our heart's cry and our desire above everything else. Not perfectly, certainly. There were plenty of times of frustration. There were plenty of times of sitting out there and wondering, is this ever going to happen? Right? Are we ever going to get to this? Is it really going to happen? There were times of frustrations with contractors and frustrations with county. But in all that, our heart's desire was to trust Him, to not lean on our own understanding, and to acknowledge Him in all our ways, even in those things that made no sense to us. To acknowledge Him. To resist the temptation to play hardball, to take people to court, to sue. We've had people say that. What are you going to take somebody to court? Why don't you fire those bozos, take this guy to court, and you know, just get this thing done? And there are temptations to do that. Bottom line, we wanted to come and acknowledge the Lord in all our ways. Because there was something for us that was so much greater than finishing this building on time and on budget. and it was honoring Him in all our ways. That He would be exceedingly pleased on this day. That we didn't engineer this and struggle and fight by our own strength and power. We're relying on Your Spirit, Lord, to do this. Something so much greater at stake than finishing a building. His reputation and His building us. It's the words of Psalm 127, verse 1. Put this on the screen also. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. In any building project, unless the Lord does it, it's vain. Unless He does it, it's vain. I don't care about schedule, scope, and budget. Unless He's in it and reliance on Him and He's doing it, it's vain. And God, we understood that was so much more interested in scope, schedule, and budget. He has so many greater purposes in His making our path straight in this and leading us and forming us as a people. That's been our perspective. And He's been faithful. So just to note a few things of God's faithful building. The Lord building so that this is not in vain. Because as we sit here now, 6 years, 7 years, whatever it's been later, we can look at it in just human terms, right? We look at it merely humanly from a business model and say, well, we're 4 years behind schedule and $1 million over budget. What do you call that? Well, the Lord calls that right where He wants us to be. When you look at it from a biblical perspective, a Godward perspective, we are right on schedule. Right on schedule. Exactly where He wants us this morning. I believe that with all my heart. Because we have sought this all the way through. Just a few things to note about God's making our path straight here. Things that maybe we don't see immediately. As a result of this path that we've been on, this delay from our perspective, we have a greater product. A greater product. This facility you're sitting in is significantly better than had we been on schedule and finished it in a year or two. Do you know that? The Lord allowed us to improve this project, which we are very thankful for. We see that as His mercy to us in this. I believe the Lord has stretched us through this. The real cost of this building, yes, is well over $1 million more than what the original budget was. Mainly because the original budget was under budgeted. And as we took it over and began to find out the real cost of this, this is what it came out to be. And the Lord has been faithful to meet our needs. And I just think it's part of His stretching us. Because I believe that 6 years ago, 7.5 years ago when we made this decision, had we known the real cost of this building, I don't think we'd be here right now. You know that? I'm not sure we would have taken that step. We took what we thought was a big step. And the Lord says, I want you to take a little bigger step here. If you don't have the faith to do that right now, well, I'll work it, right? And He has. We haven't raised our loan by $1. The Lord has provided for us in amazing ways for this increase over these years. So, a greater product that God has led us to, a greater participation. Greater participation from you, the body, many, so many of you that we are thankful for. When we had to, now over 2 years ago, terminate our original contract was another scary, big, significant step. And by every appearance, looks like a failure. You got to terminate your original contract. And in that, we wanted to trust the Lord and acknowledge Him in all our ways and not lean on our own understanding. When we had to do that, that was a significant, scary step. And then we decided to basically take the project over ourselves. And what that meant was just trusting the Lord to provide for us. And oh, how many have stepped up to invest in this building that would have never, not happened had we just been on schedule and on track. And I thank the Lord for that, because I think that that investment by many of you at all different levels is a dividend that has eternal consequences and fruit. For people, time after time, to say, I'll give up my day off, I'll give up this weekend, and I'll be here, and I'll put it in. To make those kind of kingdom decisions in real time, and say, I'm going to seek first the kingdom in this specific way, I think that's huge, right? Those are huge things for the growth of this body. So how thankful I am that God led us that way. And then finally, a greater preparation. And I've spoken on this already in the past, believing that God used this time to equip and prepare us for the ministry ahead. We don't underestimate the significance of this day and the potential for ministry that we have right here. We've said over and over how important that we are prepared as a people. And He has been gracious to prepare us and not allow us to enter a day sooner, to equip us. Because that's God's priority. It's not this building. It's not stucco and wood. It's you. It's me. It's His church. Not the building, His people. Equipping, building, preparing them. And how He has done that. How He has taught us perseverance. How He has taught us to wait on Him. To trust Him. How He has grown us in our unity. How has He expanded our mission vision. All these things He's done in these past years, preparing us for this day. That's the straight path of the Lord. Different than what we conceive. But He's been good. Very good. So take these verses. Commit them to memory. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Because I want the application of that text to go way beyond this building this morning. Way beyond it. In fact, allow this building and what God has taken us through just to be a little microcosm of life and the way that God leads in your life. And commit yourself to Him and not lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight, though it seems mysterious and confusing and going against my natural understanding. He will make your path straight. Trust Him with all your heart. If you're facing something right now and there's mountains and obstacles, it's not by your might or power, but by His Spirit. He will make your way straight. Trust Him and His goodness. He is working and weaving this tapestry for His glory and for our eternal good. So let the application just ring and go farther in your own life and trust these things. Today's Mother's Day, which is a great celebration of moms. But at the same time, I'm very aware that this is a hard day for some. Some who don't have kids and desperately want them. My word is just trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your plan. Acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. I know something of that emotion. And I rejoice that I have two beautiful daughters who were sitting there. I think they're back there now. As a testimony that God makes your way straight in ways that are exceedingly glorious for eternity. So trust Him with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will make your paths straight. Let's pray. Father, that has been our desire, to trust You and And even now, as we launch into this new phase of ministry, oh, more than ever, we want to trust you with all our heart and not lean on our own understanding. We have plans, we have designs, but Father, we hold them loosely, and we just want to acknowledge you in all our ways and know that you will make our paths straight for the sake of your kingdom, for the sake of your name, and for our eternal good. So would you do that, oh God, in the lives of each person here? Would you right now just produce faith in their hearts and minds to trust you as they never have before with all their heart? Make their path straight, oh God, as we seek your face. So be magnified in us, oh God. Be magnified. We want your glory to reign here this morning. Not to us, oh Lord, not to us, but to your name. Give glory through Jesus. Amen.